fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know,
Kevin,
how much I love you. So take our Kevin away.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Yesterday, the Senate came up one vote short of getting approval to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Yeah, Democrats said the pipeline could accelerate global warming, and then people who have been outside today were like, "Sounds good to me. Let's accelerate this global warming."
Record low temperatures are making it a very cold autumn so far, but I like to look at the bright side. The bright side, you're all one good ice storm away from being able to get out of Thanksgiving with the in-laws.
Due to extreme weather in upstate New York, some drivers were stranded in their cars for up to 36 hours. And it was pretty intense. Some of them reported hearing that new Taylor Swift song on the radio as many as 100 times. It's 5 feet of snow, Taylor. I cannot just shake it off.
Buffalo got 6 feet of snow. Actually, Buffalo got 5 foot 10 inches of snow. They rounded it up for their Tinder profile.
And we're laughing a little at the weather. It's a little warmer today. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. We're at the Garrity Walmart taking turkeys and having a good time. Of course, speaking of a turkey today, the president making his big announcement will have the comparison between President Obama as a candidate and saying that he would never act outside of Congress or the country, and President Obama now. Joining us now from the Boise Rescue Mission, our great friend Flora. Good morning, Flora. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm good.
We've been doing this for many, many years, you and I.
Yeah, we have.
Let's talk about what the donations of everyone, whether it's this time of year or throughout the year, mean to you and the folks at the Boise Rescue Mission.
Oh, wow. It's a major blessing. You know, we see so many people come in on a daily basis, whether it be hot or cold outside, and you know, the weather doesn't matter. Everybody gets hungry, and it takes the community in order to feed everybody. So it's a major blessing.
It is a major blessing. What's it like for you to work at the Boise Rescue Mission?
Well, that's where my heart is. I came to the mission in trouble from the law. The court appointed me there, and I went through their New Life program, and now for almost 6 years, I've been able to work for them and give back. And so I can, you know, I get to help those now that was like I was. And so it's just an amazing thing.
You were very honest, very vocal at our domestic violence hearing, giving your testimony about where you've come from. And it's amazing the works that have been done at the Boise Rescue Mission, and you're a huge part of it. But you're, as you said, you're a product of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where I say my heart is because I know where some of these ladies and children are coming from. And so for me to be able to give back is, that's where my heart is.
Why should somebody donate a turkey?
Because you never know when you might be in that same position. Our lives and everything about us can change on the drop of a hat. We just never know. You know what? We've got people who come in, older ladies who can't make their mortgage or whatever, and they become homeless for the first time. We never know when something like this might happen to us.
What are the ages?
Oh gosh, they range from ages 18 on up to, I think we had an 87-year-old lady there one time.
Wow.
Just last year, I believe it was.
And what would happen if the mission wasn't around?
They'd be homeless, living in the street. And that's just horrible. You know, every morning I wake up in this kind of weather, and I first thing I thank the Lord for is that I have a warm, safe place to be. And then I start praying for those who don't.
Indeed. Now, I don't know how much longer he's going to be here if he has his way all morning long, but Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, you have a question for Flora? You're chomping at the bit over there.
How are you able to find your way to the Boise Rescue Mission?
How did I?
Yes.
Well, I got in trouble back in 2005. I went to court. They were going to give me 7 years in prison or the New Life program at City Light. And so what I told the prosecuting attorney and the public defender and the judge was I would take the lesser of two evils, which was the City Light New Life program. Little did I know at that time that within 3 weeks of going there, it was going to totally change my life.
Tell me what services that you received from the Boise Rescue Mission. Ooh,
wow. Other than, you know, a warm place to live, and it's a free program, so it didn't cost me anything other than my time there. But I had counseling, which is something I'd never had. There were all kinds of classes to help us, like boundaries classes, and there's parenting classes, there's Genesis, there's just all kinds of classes. I got my GED there after 31 years of no school, which is something I didn't think was important to me before I came to this program. So it gave me tools to know how to live sober and straight, you know?
Flora, for people that the holiday is very stressful, you know, we lose a lot of people because of suicide, we lose a lot of people because of domestic violence. You, as someone who has gone through that, what do you say to people right now that are in an unsafe situation?
Reach out. Reach out to those, because there are places out there that can help you. There are... There's places like the Boise Rescue Mission. You know, we're not perfect, but we are a safe place to come, and we do have people that can talk with you and at least pray with you and give you not a handout, but a hand up.
Flora, anything else you want to share with us today?
I just want to thank everybody for their donations, and whether it be a little thing or a big thing, I just want to thank everybody for that, because it takes literally everybody, and no donation is too small.
Well, thank you for coming in and starting the day early.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Take care.
All right.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Our top story has to be two things locally. ACHD taking a beating for not clearing the roads, which we've been covering extensively. In addition to that, the president now saying that he's going to legalize the illegals. We have Sheriff Scott R. Jones of Sacramento County saying, please do not legalize the illegals, Mr. President. Huge dramatic music at 580KIDO.
Mr. President, my name is Scott Jones, and I'm the sheriff of Sacramento County, California, one of the largest sheriff's departments in the country and a constituency of over 1.4 million people. 2 weeks ago today, I had the unfortunate distinction of burying one of my deputies. His name was Danny Oliver, and he was shot a single time in the head during a casual encounter with the suspect. During the ensuing manhunt that day, another deputy from nearby Placer County was also shot and killed by him. In his rampage, he carjacked several people at gunpoint. He shot or shot at several other officers and shot an innocent civilian in the face. Why am I telling you this? Because this person is in this country illegally from Mexico. He has a significant criminal history, and on at least four prior occasions, he was removed from this country, each time having no consequences for his actions. And while I'm not going to overly dramatize this plea by attributing his death to you or to anybody else, I am going to implore you to address an issue that only you can address: immigration reform. And while Congress as a body, both Democrats and certainly Republicans, share the blame for their failure in this part, only you are singularly responsible for the hands-off policy that exists in Homeland Security and its subsidiaries, including Customs and Border Protection. Mr. President, they don't need a raise to improve morale in that organization. They need to be allowed to do their jobs and carry out their mission to keep America safe. Likewise, you are the only person that can impress upon Congress the urgency of reform. Simply stated, you're the only singular person in this entire country that can advance or adopt meaningful immigration reform. By that very definition, then, it is your singular failure alone as to why we do not yet have reform.
Harsh words from Sheriff Scott Jones involved in losing that deputy. And remember our interview with Sheriff Joe, who you had people in Phoenix trying to blame him for it. Now, my friends, as we sit here in the great state of Idaho, the last bastion of liberty, of freedom, of constitutional carry, of the ability that is guaranteed in the Constitution to carry your weapon. Hopefully, we will be able to overturn the foot of the oppressive big government. Thank God that we live in Idaho. And to our friends in the occupied parts of America, we're sorry. We're sorry. And here's the question at 580-5436. We just elected a new Congress. Is it time for the I word? The I word. And you're going to say, well, Kevin, we tried that with Bill Clinton. It didn't work. Fortunately, we have our turkey donator and our legal counsel that will go over whether or not the president should and, well, not should, could be impeached. But first, let's take a look. And oh, by the way, whatever happened to Jonathan Gruber? Funny that that isn't covered. Let's take a listen to the president versus the president.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee, John Gruber.
I just heard about this. Yeah, I get well briefed before I come out here. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters is no reflection on the actual process that was run.
I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president of the United States of America. Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress.
And I'm convinced that if we're willing to summon those values today, and if we're willing to choose hope over fear,
we gather because we have chosen hope over fear.
If we do not move swiftly to sign the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act into law, an economy that is already in crisis will be faced with catastrophe. Millions more Americans will lose their jobs. Homes will be lost. Families will go without health care. Our crippling dependence on foreign oil will continue. That is the price of inaction. I'm in this race to tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over. They have not funded my campaign. They will not work in my White House.
Just this weekend, the New York Times published a list of names, a rather long list of names, of people who are working on Obama's transition team or who have accepted jobs in his White House, who are either former lobbyists or who have close ties to lobbyists.
Do you like your...
Okay, we're going to get back to the best of President Obama coming up here at 580KIDO. Now, you like to identify your... By the way, 580-5436... Is the president doing something illegal? Should the I word be used? Your thoughts on the move to legalize the illegals tonight, we want to hear from you. Now, back to you, a person that doesn't want to be politically identified.
Well, with the executive order that's about to come forward, granting amnesty and immunity to those who are undocumented aliens, Mexico has made now the grand gesture of agreeing to change its national anthem to...
Oh, we're breaking news here this morning.
Breaking news. Their new national anthem is, I want to be in America. There you go.
From West Side Story, for people that didn't get the reference.
That is right. We're expanding our borders.
Now, this is what we call expert analysis, folks. There is a reason why you won't get it anywhere else. Time for traffic now, 619.
Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Is it a good morning in America? We'll find out. We are taking your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-5436. KIDO concerning President Obama, Obama versus Obama, when he's looking at his comments here and the big move tonight to legalize the illegals.
Doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
So it's obviously something, a promise that has not been able to be kept. Just today, the Denver Post reported 250,000 people in Colorado are seeing health insurance policies canceled. Some of those people like those policies, and they can't keep it. What happened?
Well, first of all, I meant what I said, and we worked hard to try to make sure that we implemented it properly. But obviously, we didn't do a good enough job, and I regret that. I think what most people, I hope, also recognize is that when you try to do something big, like make our healthcare system better, that there are going to be problems along the way, even if ultimately what you're doing is going to make a whole lot of people better off.
We have reports that the White House said today that the attacks in Libya were a terrorist attack.
We're still doing an investigation, and there are going to be different circumstances in different countries. And so I don't want to speak to something until we have all the information.
The day after the attack, Governor, I stood in the Rose Garden and I told the American people and the world that we are going to find out exactly what happened, that this was an act of terror.
We have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus.
First of all, I didn't set a red line.
Don't you love the consistency in this administration? The consistency in this administration, and we're talking about radically changing the very fiber, the very fabric of the United States of America. You have Jeff Sessions, the distinguished senator from Alabama, saying that this is the emperor. And folks, this is not healthy. This is not healthy for the country. The president making this move and the rhetoric against him. And we saw this with President Bush, but when we're taking a look at devaluing the office, devaluing the credibility of the office, these have global ramifications. You're shaking your head here.
No, I think that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The fact of the matter is every president that takes the seat of power is going to be under critical analysis. This particular administration has had difficulties, but I don't
this administration, sir, this administration has had a free ride from their acolytes in the press.
Well, beside the...
Hold on. That's huge. They got away with Afghanistan casualties, Iraq casualties, the high cost of fuel, the jobless claims that are bogus. Would George Bush, would a Republican, would Bill Clinton get a free ride?
Well, the issue here deals with the question of competence, not about legalities. And the I word that you refer to, the question of impeachment, deals with whether or not a president is engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors or acts of treason. Just because someone's not confident in their position doesn't necessarily make them subject to impeachment. But look at the Carter administration when inflation went rampant and our embassies were attacked and we had diplomats that were taken for well over a year. I don't see these questions falling into the category of high crimes and misdemeanors, but it deals with the question of competence.
He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a bright man. He knows this is against the will of the people. He knows it's against the will of the Congress. And he blatantly is flouting the law by doing whatever he wants to do. And my point is that when you have people calling the president emperor, this, that, and the other, all these names, it undermines the office. It erodes the credibility.
When I worked in the White House under the Reagan administration, we heard a lot of names coming forward from the opposition party dealing with questions dealing with the Iran-Contra issue. But the fact of the matter is that the president, like George Herbert Walker Bush, they're rather isolated, and they rely upon staff. They rely upon Congress to present the bills that reflect their policy. That did not happen with Obamacare. The promise that he made saying that we would be able to keep our policies in essentially the same rates didn't happen.
But you also hear Jonathan Gruber saying, we lied, we misled. And the difference between a Republican administration, this would be front page news, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, ABC have all ignored it, giving little to no coverage of this.
He was an outsider wanting to be in and claims to know knowledge, which I think he knows nothing about.
But back to the point, the president can't do this, and if he does, there should be some repercussions.
But what can't he do?
He can't legalize people automatically.
Sure he can.
So he's the emperor. So then he should have some consequences.
If you're a convicted felon, he can commute that sentence. And if one has the ability to commute a sentence, say, from death to life or just set the prisoner free,
right?
Why doesn't he have the ability to say, I'm going to immunize you from prosecution for being an illegal alien?
Because
falls within the powers of the president.
Because 63% of the American people voted against it.
Well, now you're talking about a popularity poll.
Right. You know something?
Versus the law.
And the law is that if you want to legalize someone, you go through Congress, like President Reagan did. And he knows that the people are against him, so he's doing it anyway. Look, he's blatantly lying.
The world set a red line.
I see it as a lie.
Four years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq.
He thinks that he has that power.
We did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. I did. You know, 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq, and I did.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq?
You know, what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up, as if this was my decision.
Well, there you have it. The president, again, not very consistent, saying he ended the war in Iraq, and said, hey, was that a mistake? Well, I didn't do it. Clearly, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Oh, I have to agree with that. You know, the president is a double talker. But people do that out of political necessity. They seem to say one thing on one day and then change their mind and do something another. But this is a do-nothing Congress. The problem of immigration is right where has been, and they've done nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You know something? I don't want them to do anything. You know what I want them to do? I want them to enforce the immigration laws that are on the books. I want them to enforce the borders. That's what the American people want. The American people are tired of seeing foreign-born folks getting jobs in Tennessee and in New Hampshire. 91% of the jobs in New Hampshire went to people that aren't here legally.
Hey, the law is already on the books that prevents employers from hiring them.
Right. Then you know something? It's time to start prosecuting. More coming up next. Actually, let's quickly go to Lori in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. I wanted to address what Alan Morton's saying about incompetence versus impeachable offenses. In my mind, he's usurping the power of the legislature, and he's trying to rewrite the law. And the lawmaking writing begins in the legislature. That is not his function. So to me, usurpation is an impeachable offense. However, I'm not saying that that's a good political move right now, but it is an impeachable offense. It's not about incompetence. It's about affirmatively usurping. And the concentration of power in one person is what the founders warned of, that it's the very definition of tyranny. And he's trying to take the power away from, or the separation of powers, the co-equal branches of government, and concentrating them in his own hands. So it is not about incompetence. It is about affirmatively usurping power. That's my view.
All right, Lori, thank you much for the call. It is 6:34. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO.
Turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's all part of the Big Turkey Drive.
Thank you for being a friend.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's mission. And it is extraordinary, Kevin. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Thank you. Thank you all.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 980 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. You think you have tax issues. At least you're not like the Reverend Sharpton. Have you heard about this?
Well, the story is at best misleading and totally out of context. National Action Network and I owe no current taxes.
Now, there you have it. the Reverend having issues that the New York Times, that's right, the New York Times did an incredible hit piece that the Reverend still owes a lot of taxes.
Since 2006, National Action Network has paid through the ADP its taxes on a weekly basis.
How about that? You get paid weekly, you're paying your taxes weekly. Oh, if life were so simple. Let's go to Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You know, what you and I call lying, deception, and dishonesty, attorneys and politicians, that's the world that they live in. Okay, and to hear this guy, boy, he just makes my blood boil. And he's sitting there telling you, oh, this Congress has done nothing in 2 years? Are you kidding me, sir? What about enforcing the immigration law? And, Kevin, 20 years back, not just now, they've left the borders open. They have created this problem. It's exacerbated to the point where it is now, breaking the nation and leaving our borders open. And they have the gall to tell Congress and people like you and I that we're either racist, we're not doing anything. They're not doing their job. And the only thing that's broken is the politicians and the attorneys. Okay? Immigration law isn't broken. That's what's broken. And, Kevin, this is the deception and twisting lies that politicians and attorneys spit out there every day. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, here's Alan L. Morton. He's going to respond to this.
We've never had an illegal alien in this country before Obama was elected. Absolutely. It's all the lawyers' fault. It's all the politicians' fault on the Democratic side. We never had a problem with illegals in this country before Obama. That's what you're trying to sell, and it's a no-sell.
20 years ago, mister.
He did say 20 years ago.
Now, I said 20 years ago, and it's not just Obama.
What are you afraid of with respect to immigration? Did your did your family ever immigrate here?
I'll tell you. I'll answer your question, sir. I'm a Greek Orthodox. I'm Greek, full-blooded Greek. You see, I speak very good English, okay? We came over, learned the language, worked hard, and what we need to do is we need to assimilate these people like the rest of the immigrants so they can be proud Americans like myself and other folks. You're breaking the nation. You're breaking the laws, okay? And if you know a little bit about history, the school system was started because all of the immigrants that came over from Europe, the Greeks, the Italians, the Germans, they all set up shop in their own towns. And this was wrong for America. So they started the public school system to integrate all these kids and say, okay, you're Greek, you're German, you're Polish, but you know something, you're Americans. And we don't do that today. My grandparents came through Ellis Island for 2 weeks or a month over there, blood testing to see what they were going to do. If you do that to an immigrant today, you're going to get thrown in jail. What am I afraid of, sir? I'll tell you, I'm afraid of stupid people and people like you. Excuse me, Kevin, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Jim. Thank you for the call. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. See, I would love to see them bring back the old Americanization classes where churches and private groups and schools, after they were used during the day, would teach people civics and people wanted to be a part of this country. I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. It's what's happening to the school systems right now, what's happening to the medical right now, what's happening to the American worker right now. They're all being replaced, and we're still paying the freight for people being here illegally.
I don't have a problem with this.
But answer those points. You have people that are here in this country illegally taking jobs from Americans. You have people in this country illegally running up the health care, running up the school systems.
We have laws in place that deal with the issue of employment.
And they're not being enforced.
If an employer hires someone who is non-documented, or as you say, an illegal, all right, it's the employer who's violating the law. It's like Pogo said, we've met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
So if somebody breaks into my house, I'm to blame?
No, it's not the case. It's the employers who have an obligation to make sure that these people are properly documented. And if they're not doing the job, then The fault begins with people like your caller.
Is it the problem of the employer that we have a border that's not being enforced?
I think it's a problem with the employer when they're not following the law says that they're hiring people that they shouldn't be hiring.
Is it a problem?
And then pass it on to somebody else's fault. Where's the personal responsibility? Where's the corporate responsibility?
Right. Where's the government responsibility to enforce the borders where we casually walk by, we detain people, we catch and release? What's the issue? No. You're a lawyer. Tell me that. Yeah, I don't see the police officers catching and releasing people for speeding tickets.
They are still issuing orders and detainees out of the country. You know, immigration still has its job, and I know for a fact we've had a couple of cases here in Idaho where people contacted me wanting legal services to try and stay when they're being deported. You know, deportations still continue to happen. It's not like, you know, but there's certain levels of tolerance. You know, if you have a kid here, born here, they tend to give those parents a little bit of edge over somebody who doesn't, but still deportations are occurring.
More coming up. We're going back to Miller's Mission. Always appreciated. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, a very spirited debate. And in fairness to you, you know, what I love about having you on the program is we can agree to disagree, but our mission statement is the same, to make the community better, and we appreciate what you've done.
And I appreciate that, Kevin. That's the bottom line here is that we need to get away from the labeling and talk issues. There are certain points that are being made on this immigration issue that should be made loud and clear, just like this caller indicated. You know, there are certain breakdowns in the system that need to be addressed, and the law does need to be honored. There's no question about that. But changes in the law that the previous caller indicated, that saying that he should be impeached because he's violating the law is made by the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judiciary, and change is about to happen. Obama's going to make, you know, a new law by executive order immunizing or giving amnesty to a certain segment of these undocumented aliens. Congress can react by presenting legislation on the table.
They can defund it. They can defund him.
Exactly. You know, there's always a point and counterpoint to be made here. But what we need between us is a dialogue on the issues and not the labels.
Well, and you see, that's the point I was trying to make to begin with, and you smacked me. So I was proving your point. I don't think it's productive when we have people calling him the emperor and everything else, but then I also have a problem with his consistency. More coming up. Sergio, hang on. We're going to get to you. Miller's Mission. Here at the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, it's already hot in here, isn't it? Let's get you to work safe.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are, living the dream at the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin. Miller's Mission continues. We'd love for you to donate some turkeys. We're here until Saturday. Joining us now from the Lighthouse Rescue Mission is Sergio. Sergio, you've been in this area all your life. Good morning.
I've been here since 1976. Good morning, Kevin.
Good. Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO. You know, this time of year, what goes on in your mind?
Well, my mind is going on, like, there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of people struggling with hunger and poverty, and it really worries me. I have a safe roof over my head and food to eat, so it worries me about others.
Let's talk a little bit about your journey. Right now, you're doing very well. Has that always been the case?
No, that hasn't always been the case. I grew up here in Nampa, and I struggled with drugs most of my life.
In Nampa, really?
In Nampa, yes. It's sad to say, I probably had a lot to do with some of the way the drug culture is in this area, and I'm doing what I can to make amends for that.
Well, what for those of us that live in our Pollyanna worlds, what is the drug culture like that you fell victim to?
I fell victim to a lot of the trafficking, and I was a big part of that in my younger years. I didn't really consider what was going on. I just thought it was a lifestyle that was okay.
What was the cycle life of getting high, consuming, of selling? Tell us about that.
It started off with consuming, and then started seeing the false lie of being able to make money and get my high for free.
Was it significant, the money?
It was. I can make up to $1,000, $2,000 a day.
Selling drugs.
But at the same time, I could also lose that much.
Right.
Of my own, out of my own pocket, and be in debt.
And was it dangerous?
It was. When you start getting in debt, people start looking for you.
In Nampa, Idaho, the drug situation is that significant.
it's developing into that, yes.
Okay, we're not trying to beat up on Nampa. We're just trying to tell it like it is.
Well, you know, now that I'm in recovery, I see Nampa from a whole different angle.
Hang on, Sergio. We'll get back to you in a minute. We need your turkeys, folks. Walmart, Gearty, and Franklin, quickly to traffic. 580 KIDO, can the president be stopped? We'll discuss next. Plus, give a turkey, don't be a turkey. Kevin Miller. Serving